down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store discussing Lum's new business venture. Listen.
A restaurant? Is that what you said, Lum?
That's exactly what I said.
You mean you're going to put in a restaurant besides that whale burger stand you was talking about yesterday?
Oh, well, I'll give up that idea.
Give it up?
Yeah, I'm here to just be too dead blame much trouble getting whales to Pine Ridge.
Oh.
And after I got them here, I wouldn't have no place to keep them. Besides that, I'm feared that business would be too seasonal. I think that's a word.
Yeah, it's a word, but what does it mean?
Well, see, all that seafood is just good to eat in certain seasons, I found out. And I don't even know what the seasons for whales is.
Well, I reckon the whales have the same seasons we do. Summer, winter, spring. Only theirs is wetter, I reckon.
Well, I ain't going into it. Too big of a risk.
Well, are you giving up the pre-creamery business, too, then?
Yeah, this restaurant's going to keep me so busy, I won't have time to monkey around with that.
Well, just where are you going to put in this restaurant?
Abner, I've looked at this from every angle, forwards and backwards, upwards and downwards, and I know it's a good, safe, and sound business to go into.
I never asked that.
Everybody's got to eat, no matter whether he wants to or not. That's one of the fundamental bases of life. All humans eat. The whole gastro-monocle system is based on that fact. And so, what's the answer?
You ain't even got the question yet. I said, where about...
The answer, my friend, is this. Vittles is one of the main industries of the whole world. Millions of dollars is thrown away on food every year. So that's why I'm going into the restaurant business.
Yeah, but whereabouts are you going to put it, Mom? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up that subject, Abner. I was wanting to discuss it with you.
Now, listen, lawmakers, I can tell you right here and now, you can't put it in our house. Elizabeth will never stand for it.
Well, I wasn't even aiming on that.
That idea is out. O-W-T
well,
out.
Calm down. Don't talk so loud.
Calm out.
Here comes Doc Withers. You don't want him to hear you hollering around this way.
Well, you can't do it, Elizabeth. I'll throw you right out in the road. That's what.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Lum. Nice day.
Morning, Doc.
Good morning. Sorry I can't stop and chat a while, but I'm working on a very interesting case. I'd like not to be disturbed.
Yeah, all right, Doc.
Very interesting case.
Well, I'm proud to see Doc starting to do some business around here.
Yeah, that's fine. But now, as far as that restaurant is concerned, Lum, my place is out.
I never said it was in. Why don't you wait till I get done talking before you go flying off the handlebars? Now, where I was aiming on putting it was here in the store.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you... In the store.
Now, just calm down.
Lum, you know good and well we ain't got no room for nothing like that
well,
in here.
Well, now, just wait a minute, Abner.
Blow me, we got a veterinarian back there in the feed room. Had to move out half the stuff out of there so as he'd have enough room. Now you want to put in a restaurant. What's that going to do to the Jotham Down store?
Well, just let me explain.
What it'll do is just squeeze the store right up through the ceiling. That's what it'll do, right
well,
over the prices.
Abner, I ain't going to need much room for this restaurant of mine.
But, she said.
All I'll need is just part of the front there. Just room enough for a lunch counter and a few stools and a stove and an icebox and a place to wash dishes and a few little things.
That's all, huh?
That's all.
No, sir.
Now, Abner.
No, sir.
I'm going to pay you rent first.
No. Rent?
Pay you whatever you ask, if I agree to the price.
You mean you'll actually pay me cash money every month?
Well, every month or every 2 weeks, whatever we decide on.
Yeah, let's see. How about $100 a month?
$100 a month?
Or... Every 2 weeks, whatever we decide.
Oh, no. Now, that's plumb out of line, Abner. Doc Withers is getting that whole feed room back there, and all he's paying is $10 a month. Couldn't ask me $100 for that.
We couldn't.
Well, sure. I'm in on this, too, you know. I'm half owner of the Jotham Down store, so I get half of any money we take in on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I guess.
Fact is, I've done talked this thing over with myself, and I agreed to it.
You did?
I told me that all I'd have to do is just check with my partner.
You did, huh?
Say, pardon me for interrupting you, fella.
What is it, Doc?
When I came in the store and went back to my office, did you notice if I had a goat with me?
A goat?
Medium size, brown collar.
No. First, I recollect you by yourself.
Uh-huh. He had a slight limp.
No, didn't see him. I'm sure I'd have noticed him if he'd been with you.
Yes. Oh, well, I'll look around. Much obliged.
Yeah, that's all right, Doc.
Now go.
How about $50?
No, that's still too high. You're going to bankrupt me before I ever get started in business. The price I sort of discussed with myself was $20.
Oh. Man, I don't know, $20. Let's see, half of that. Give me two gold in the two. Oh, does that just give me a dollar?
It wouldn't be $10. You forgot to pull down the ought.
Oh, well, I never thought the ought was worth nothing.
Wait a minute, I was just thinking here.
Oh.
As long as I'm getting half of that, maybe we ought to raise it. I want to get as much as I can out of this.
Yeah, let's raise it. Raise it. Everything's going up nowadays, ain't it?
Well, wait a minute, though. No. As long as I'm paying it, I don't believe I can afford it.
Uh-oh.
I believe it'd be cheaper in the long run for me to pass up that profit.
Say, I hate to keep interrupting you fellas, but I wonder if you'd mind if I'd use your telephone.
No, go right ahead, Doc.
Much obliged. I hate to be an old nuisance.
No, Abner, I think $20 is just about the right price for that.
Well, I still think the way prices is raised, Mom, we ought to be able to get at least, $25 or $30 ring. See, the way
Hello. Is this the barber shop?
Oh.
Well, this is Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers speaking. Want to get a little information. Was I down there this morning? Uh-huh. Well, did you notice if I had a goat with me? A goat? Yes. Medium size, brown collar, slight limp.
That Moshe the goat.
Mm-hmm. Well, much obliged anyway. Goodbye. Thanks for the use of the telephone.
No, it's perfect. All right, Doc. No, Abner, $20 is my top prize.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right, I reckon. I'll still be making pretty good money out of it.
Well, sure you will.
Yeah, that's pretty good for me.
Fact is, I was trying to figure out a while ago just how the payments would work out.
The payments?
It's a little bit complicated.
Well, I don't care what it is.
I had to get into algebra.
Yeah, well, just get my money. That's all I care about.
Now, let's see. Now, as owner of the restaurant, I owe you and me $20. That's right, Ann.
That's right.
Now, let's see. Doc pays us $10 for the feed room, and we each get half of that, or $5 apiece.
Half of ten. $5.
All right. Now, I'll apply my $5 on the restaurant rent, so I'll owe you and me $15. Now, you follow me?
I follow, yeah.
Now, then. Well, what you got your hat on for, Doc? You going, Summers?
Yes. I'm going out for a while.
Well, whereabouts will you be in case somebody calls up for you?
Well, that's hard to say, Lum. Better let me call you instead.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and say, if a medium-sized goat with a slight limp comes in, tell him to wait.
Yeah, you bet, Doc. You bet. Now, where was we at, Abner?
Dog has been interrupted so much. I believe you was just owing me $15.
Yeah. Deduct my $5 from Doc, from the $20 I owed you. Now then, half of that $20 from the restaurant goes to me because I'm half owner of the store, right?
That's right, I believe.
All right, now, as long as that's coming to me, I'll just apply that $10 on my restaurant rent, too. And that'll cut that $15 I owe you down to $5. Have you got that?
Let me see now here.
$10 from $15 is $5.
Yeah, that's right.
You sure you got that?
Yeah. I don't think I'll have it long.
Now then, there's no sense in my paying me half of the $20 rent to myself, so we can just knock that $10 out right now.
Yeah, knock it out. Get it out.
Now, that'll cut it down to, let's see, 10 from 5.
I wish I'd have went to school more.
According to this, I've overpaid you, and you owe me $5.
I owe you $5?
That's the way the figures work out.
Uh-huh.
But you ain't got a thing to worry about, Abner, because you can pay that with the $5 you get out of Doc Withers' rent. You're lucky.
Yeah. Doggy, good thing I had that coming in.
So it looks to me like the simplest thing to do is to have Doc pay his rent direct to me, and we'll all be square.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah?
Well, just a minute now, Lom. There's one point here I want to get straightened out a little better.
Well, it's all in the figures, Abner.
Yeah, but there's something I don't quite understand. You say now, if Doc pays you his rent direct, well, I won't owe you a thing on the restaurant rent. Is that what you said?
That's the way it works, Al.
Uh-huh. Well, now, here's what I want to get straight, then.
Yeah?
Is that once a month or every 2 weeks?
Well, that depends on the length of time, Abner.